Series, Real World Test Drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, hey, everybody. Today, we're going to be at the Concorso Italiano in, well, on the Monterey Peninsula. I don't even know what town this is. I think it's Seaside, actually. It's at the Black Horse Country Club and Golf Course. And we're going to have an interesting show. We're actually on a golf course broadcasting on a cell signal. This is an amazing world we live in, the complete connected car world. In just a little bit, we're going to talk to some folks about some different announcements that were made, some that were here, and some that are just in the auto industry. As a matter of fact, Uber and Volvo have just announced kind of an alliance for the first self-driving car that will come pick you up. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen with that. And we'll be talking to some people here in just a couple of minutes. Matter of fact, there's no possible way. This is like a two font. We're going to talk to Greg Stebbin here in just a second. He actually knows what's going on with that. We'll get him on the phone. Oh, I guess I already have him. Greg Stebbin, are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And I will tell you, it's dark 30 where I am. I know you're somewhere, what are you, on the East Coast? It's probably already warm outside and nice.
It's a beautiful day in Raleigh, North Carolina.
There you go. Well, it's I'm actually, Greg, let me just picture, you know, give you a picture of what's going on here. I am on a golf course. It is pitch black. There's golf carts running around, but oddly enough, there's no golfing stuff on the golf carts. It's like ice and sodas and oh, here comes some Ferraris and Alfa Romeos now onto the field, and we're actually broadcasting on a cell signal, which I was just talking about technology. Don't you love technology?
It has and continues to change our lives on a daily basis. And it's, the change is so frequent and dramatic that sometimes I think we forget to stop and look and go, wait a minute, what was I doing a year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Our lives are completely different thanks to technology.
Yeah, there's no question, and it's funny because today with a cell phone, you have just almost everything you need. You have a flashlight. You have a complete personal computer. You have a communication device. You have the ability to search the internet and find out where the closest Starbucks is, as we did this morning. You have every single thing you need to run your business on a cell phone in your back pocket or in your breast pocket.
Yes.
So,
yes.
By the way, everybody, Greg, author of the new book, White House Confidential. I thought this book you had written a while back. Is this a brand new version of it?
The third edition of the book.
Cleverly enough
came out the day before the first convention, the Republican convention, and I was there. Talk about the impact of technology on our lives. The way technology has impacted the media, I didn't completely understand until I was at the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Conventions.
You went to both.
I went to both. And stop and think about the way we consume information today. I mean, at the last convention in 2012, you know, we were still reading a lot of things on the internet and maybe even picking up a newspaper. Today, most news, I think, was actually distributed over Twitter and Facebook and blogs and other digital stuff like that. I mean, there's a whole new breed of reporters who are 25 years old, and when, you know, when some VIP of the Republican or Democratic Party walks by, they whip out their phone, they do an interview, selfie style, and post it before they even sit down and have a cup of coffee.
I think that Obama actually pulled ahead and won because he was smart in the social media world and attracted a lot of young people to vote that may have not wanted to vote, but he made himself a little bit cool because he was talking their language. What do you think?
Well, I think that was a huge part of the original Obama campaign. And look, I mean, fast forward to today, how has Donald Trump positioned himself as the Republican nominee. He did it by using Twitter in a very smart and very aggressive way. I mean, he's
Greg, he said Rosie O'Donnell was fat and ugly, and I think that was his main
tweet. He said a lot of things.
But it's all right, hold tight. We got to take a break. Hang tight. We're going to talk about the self-driving car and Uber, and I know you're going to make fun of me because you got to drive a Volvo, and I told you, we'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to The Drive today from the Concorso Italiano on the Monterey Peninsula. We'll be right back.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Listening to The Drive, brought to you in part by Craftsman. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary. And you want to go to Craftsman and the Craftsman Club because they're going to be giving away a Chevy pickup. And you can sign up to win the Chevy pickup and all kinds of other cool stuff at craftsman.com. I'm Alan Taylor. It is The Drive today, broadcasting from Concorso Italiano. It's an all-Italian car show on the Black Horse Golf course. It's very early in the morning for us here on the West Coast. Beautiful, beautiful day. It's going to be nice and cool. And Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Alfa Romeos, lots of beautiful Lancias, beautiful, beautiful cars will be driving by. But right now we have not so beautiful Greg Stebbin.
I'm sorry.
Men's Health tech editor. He's the tech guy. He's an old friend of mine, and we've done a lot together. But about 18 months ago, we had Greg test drive a new Volvo that had some semi-autonomous features. And I do believe I made fun of you, and maybe you can tell why, Greg.
Yeah, so I'm not a auto journalist as you are, Alan. And right. You had a crew of others, all of you, you know, very prestigious, learned, experienced auto journalists.
Okay.
And then here comes this upstart, this tech guy, because, you know, tech has no business inside a car, right? Why would you ever give a tech guy a car to drive to test?
Right,
so
I get
in the XC90, and I, you know, there's all these options. And this car, it was a beautiful, beautiful car. I have to say, you know, hats off to Volvo on this one. I mean, everything was exactly where you wanted it. I mean, it just, when you needed to do something, intuitively you knew exactly where to find it. And so it had, you know, it had the, and you'll know the technical terms for this, it would tell you if there was a car in your blind spot on either side. It would, you could set the cruise control so that if the car in front of you slowed down, it would, I mean, all these amazing technological features that really were blowing my mind. And I figured out, partially by surfing the web, because I'm a tech guy, by actually picking up the manual and reading it, and through just experimentation, I realized that this was, to a large degree, a self-driving car. And what I mean by that is, because what do you call that when the cruise control will detect the speed of the car in front of you and brake or accelerate in accordance with it? There's a word for that.
Well, first of all, it's every car maker calls it different things for their particular technology, but I call it dystronic cruise control, which means that it keeps to the distance of the car in front of you. You set it, and you want to be five car lengths behind the car in front of you. And if that guy hits his brakes, your car will keep you five car lengths away from him, all the way down to a complete stop.
Yes, but what I learned was, in some cars, this only works at a minimum speed. But in the Volvo XC90, it would work at any speed, including zero. So what I figured out was, as long as I was driving behind another car, I could set that cruise control, and it would do all of the braking and acceleration for me. If we came up to a red light, the car would stop. When the car in front of me took off, my car would accelerate at the same rate as the car in front of me. Essentially, it was performing all of the driving functions except steering the car. I was steering. But of course, it had the sensors. It would know if someone was on the blind spot. It would know if I was veering out of my lane. So I theorized that it probably could do the steering too. They just hadn't released that feature, or there was some technological barrier that needed to be crossed. And I came on your show and told you and your co-host about this, and you guys beat me into a pulp.
No, we laughed because we said, you're not supposed to do that. You're only supposed to use it on the highway for cruise control in order to make sure that, you know, you're using it for what it was kind of designed for. And you were using it in the city. And I thought, and we laughed. We were going, that's just so crazy. What are you doing? But see, you were testing the car like a tech guy tests the car. And we're car enthusiasts, so we know what cruise control's for. You were using it more like for autopilot. And we just thought it was funny. And then you asked me, how long is it going to be until they have, you know, fully autonomous cars? And what did I say to you? Are you going to make fun of me?
Of course I am. So at this point, we're now at the LA Auto Show together. And right. I had been talking to people about self-driving cars. And I asked you, I think you had said, this was again about 18 months ago, I think you said you saw them as becoming common in 10 years.
Yes. Okay. Now hold that thought. We're going to go to the other side of the break with this conversation. We'll talk a little bit about what Volvo and Uber is doing. It's Greg Stebbins. He is the tech guy for Men's Health. This is Inc. Radio. This is Inc. Radio. This is the Drive. I also do Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Taylor, our show is brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge. And just around the corner from us here on this Italian car show is Bob Bondurant, School of High Performance Driving. And there's a whole bunch of Dodges on the golf course here with the Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Maseratis and Alfa Romeos and Dodges. How does that work? Well, it's because now you can go drive a Viper ACR like I have, or a Dodge Hellcat. At Bob Bondurant School of High Performance Driving. I went out there and did it myself. It was pretty awesome. Anyway, I'm just looking at this announcement. Uber's first driving fleet arrives in Pittsburgh this month, and Greg Stebbins is with us. He is Men's Health Magazine's tech guy. And yes, guess what, Greg? It is a Volvo XC90, the new SUV that has won over 150 international and national awards just for pure excellence in all things automotive and tech. And it's very interesting. And you're right. I did say at the LA Auto Show, to bring us back, I said I felt that it would be a decade before you would see the general public using, and this was 2014-ish, and you got to stop banging the table here. They're doing engineering on my table while I'm doing the show. Anyway, you know, it's tech never stops, right?
That's right.
But I think that, you know, before we see people kind of being used to it and buying a self-driving, fully autonomous type car, it's going to be 10 years. I think we're going to have them, you know, almost immediately, as this announcement proves. And I think Uber is going to make people become much more, I guess, used to seeing, you know, the autonomous cars and stuff like that. But I still think it's going to be a decade before, like it is with people with cell phones and smartphones. 10 years ago, you know, to have a smartphone, you were like spending a lot of money, and you were a Greg Stebbins kind of guy. Today, if you don't have a smartphone, you're not very smart. If you know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Interesting. I'm gonna focus on one word you used here in talking about that, and that is maybe it will be 30 years before you own a self-driving car. But I think a lot of people will start using, you know, we as individuals may never own self-driving cars, but we may end up using the fleet of others more and more so that our overall use of our own personal cars, you know, you may have a car because you love driving it, and the only time you drive it is for fun. You don't use the same car for a commute because you walk out and you raise your hand and a self-driving car comes and picks you up and takes you to work.
I think
we're seeing the beginnings of a revolution, not just in the technology of the car, but the technology will change perhaps the ownership and our attitudes about cars as well.
No, I do believe you're right. I think, and Chevrolet recently made an announcement with their partnership with Lyft, which is another one of these things where, you know, you summons a car. But what you're saying is that you, like you said, you'll use your phone, you'll call a car, it'll pull into the driveway, and you'll get a message on your phone, the car is here. There won't be anybody in the car. It's your ride. And then it'll take you to work, and then it'll go to the next person that has
Exactly.
the car. The phone and the car, and the cars are connected. You have car-to-car communication, so they won't crash into each other. And all this technology, smart roads, smart highways, it's all
coming down the pipe. And then when the day the technology breaks down, it's going to be an amazing mess.
What you mean when they do some sort of a smart bomb that explodes in the air, you don't hear anything because it's more of an electric impulse that just shuts down the grid.
We just saw with Delta Airlines, their system shut down. Southwest Airlines, right. You know, the good news is life most of the time will be a lot better. The bad news is when there's a problem, it's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, well, it's just like when your computer shuts down and you're right in the middle of a big project and you want to pull your eyeballs out of your head.
Yeah,
it's going to be an ugly situation. That's why I'm just going to keep my Viper around and make sure that I have. So by the way, you bought, as I remember, it's been about a year and a half or so ago, you bought a Volt, a Chevrolet Volt.
I did.
You still love it?
Yeah, it is. One of the things that's amazing about having an electric car, and I know your listeners know this, but I'll say it just to get it on the record. The Volt is interesting in that it has both a gasoline engine and is powered by a battery. So it has about a 38-mile range. I did a lot of analysis before we bought the car and realized 90% of the time we never go 40 miles in a trip. So other than taking a road trip, which we can easily do without range anxiety because it has a gasoline engine, other than taking a road trip, we put gas in the car maybe 3 or 4 times a year. And
wow.
GM tells you not to fill up the tank if you mostly use the battery because all that extra weight just gives you less efficiency with the battery. So we're usually driving around with about a third of a tank. So when we put gas in the car, it's usually adding a gallon or two. Our total gas bill, other than a road trip, a year is probably less than a tank of gas.
Let me ask you, do you want to hang on and talk with us a little bit more with our next guest, Electra Mechanica, the CEO of a car company that has just launched something new? Might be worth you understanding and learning a little bit about it for your thing with the tech job you have with Men's Health. Can you hang with us?
I'd love that. That'd be great.
Awesome. Well, I need the help. All the help I can get today here from a golf course I'm broadcasting. I'm not complaining, everybody. You're listening to The Drive. I'm looking at Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Alfa Romeos. And, oh dear, we'll be right back.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Yeah.
broadcasting from a golf course on a cell signal. So if I sound like some kind of a crazy electronic sound, you'll understand why. I'm Alan Taylor. It is The Drive. And Greg Stebbin is with me. He is the tech guy from Men's Health Magazine, a friend of mine. Joining us now is Jerry Kroll. He's a CEO of Electra Mechanica. It is a company that is about to announce the first production electric vehicle. On September 9th, they'll be doing that at a luxury and supercar weekend concours in Vancouver. Now, I'm in on the Monterey Peninsula in Seaside, California, and I am broadcasting from a golf course. So that last segment you heard is because, I don't know, somebody ran over our power cord or something and we got disconnected. So whatever it is, you know, we're doing the best we can to do a live broadcast here today. And I'll have some interesting guests on a little bit. We'll try and get our technical stuff taken care of. First of all, Jerry, sorry about that. Jerry, thanks for joining us, and I appreciate you talking about this. Can you give us a little bit about Electra Mechanica?
Our company was founded in 1959 in Italy, building hand-built sports cars. And in the past 10 years, in the California area that you're in now, I've spent a lot of time developing very high-performance electric drive systems in race cars. And from that success, we decided to start building a very quick, very sexy, and very affordable microcar that everybody who commutes can use, literally for less than $20,000. And we start production this fall, and we'll introduce it September 9th at the Luxury Supercar Show in Vancouver.
And Greg, do you have a question about this company? Can you ask a couple questions, being that I'm having a latency problem here?
Jerry, I just put down my refundable deposit for a red one.
Awesome.
Because this is one beautiful car.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, I know.
So for people who, the website is, say the website again.
SmallEV.com.
Yep, this car is, I mean, it's, I love the fact that it's a $250 refundable deposit. I love the price. It's $19,888. And when did you say my new car is going to be delivered?
So we have over 160 individual reservations already that we've received over the past while, and we haven't even opened ordering yet. Ordering will open on September the 9th when we unveil the car. So if you order today, you're probably looking at April next year. And then you'll get a test drive in the car so you confirm that you love it before you pick it up. If you don't like it for whatever reason, your money's back to you. If you like it, we have financing. We can probably get one leased to you for less than $100 a month, and you pay no gas, and you're one of the sexiest, quickest cars on the road.
Well, Alan and I were talking before the break. I have a Chevy Volt. And before that, we were talking about what's happening with Volvo and in Pittsburgh and them rolling out the driverless cars. I think you're at the other edge of the change in the way we look at cars. So this is a perfect, perfect car for anyone who drives to work alone. And at that price, you said you can lease one for $100 a month?
Yeah, correct. You know, it's one of those things, 83% of people commute by themselves for less than 20 miles each way. That's like taking your laptop computer or your desktop computer with you, walking down the sidewalk to check your email. Nobody does that. You use your smartphone. That's your primary computer during the course of the day. Like this one-person commuter car with enough room in the back for a shopping cart full of groceries, this is what you're going to be using 99% of the time. You're going to use the big car when you're taking the kids to soccer or the family out for dinner. But 99% of the time, you're getting into something that is the equivalent of a one-person electric Formula One car with a shopping cart's worth of groceries in the back. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting is that what you just described has exactly been my wife and my experience with the Chevy Volt. And we sat down and we analyzed our driving. And I always encourage, when people ask me about the car, I encourage them. I say, sit down and look at how you drive, because it's time to rethink what you think is the right car for you. So we sat down and we realized I mean, we live a very city-oriented life. We don't even drive a car every day. We have one car between us, so we're perfectly positioned to have another car that could be that larger car or a solo. But we thought that we looked at the kind of driving we do. We realized we rarely drive more than 40 miles, which is the range of a Volt. And it turned out to be a jackpot for us. And I think if people do the same kind of analysis that you just suggested in looking at what their real auto needs are, that they'll come to the conclusion that they could save a ton of money, do great things for the planet, and make their lives a lot more fun, frankly, by coming to the realization that they spend that kind of time alone in a car. What a great car to spend time alone in. I mean, this is like your own little personal, you know, sports car that at $20,000 or at least at $100 a month. I'm kind of speechless. I'm thrilled to have put a deposit down on one.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want. Any technology that's going to be revolutionary, like an iPhone or something, has to have a fun factor. If you have to explain to somebody, oh, wait, you know, this will be good for you, do the math, it'll take forever to be adopted. But if you've got something that people go, wow, I'm going to figure out how to fit that in my life,
okay,
one
Jerry,
way or
I'm
the other.
Okay, Jerry, I'm going to cut you off there. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and talk about this more. Alan's having technical problems. I'm Greg Stebbins sitting in for Alan. We'll be right back. This is The Drive.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love! It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Temporarily sitting in for Alan Taylor, who's having some tech problems. As you heard earlier in the show, Alan is trying to broadcast from out on a golf course in Monterey, California. He's out there for, I think it's called the Italian Concourse. If that's not the name, that's what it is. He's surrounded by some of the world's most beautiful cars out in the, well, I would guess the sun is rising now. It's in California, around these beautiful Italian sports cars. Alan, we're wildly jealous of you, even though you can't. Wow, this is kind of exciting. I'm filling in for Alan Taylor. He's listening, and he can't talk. Oh, how fun is that? Once in a while, we get to talk without Alan interrupting. So it's a thrill to be here. I'm Greg Stebbin. I'm talking with Jerry Kroll. His company is called Electromechanica. The website is smallev.com. The EV stands for electric vehicle. And Jerry and his company are rolling out a car called the Solo. I just made a reservation for one. It's a refundable deposit of $250. I just ordered a red one. And Jerry, tell us about the Solo. And again, tell us about the origin of the car.
Sure. My background is in motorsports, and the company in general building Italian sports cars, coincidentally with what Alan is doing. So the thought is, how can we take today's technology and deliver a vehicle that is so innovative it'll just capture people's attention? The chassis of the car is a patented aerospace composite, and then we've got various kinds of composites around the body. The car weighs approximately 1,000 pounds, 82 horsepower electric motor, which again with electric motors doesn't sound like a lot, but it can go from 0 to 60 in 8 seconds, potentially in under 2 seconds, and have a 100-mile range in total comfort.
So this really is the perfect car for most people's commutes. They're in the car alone, driving to work. They can do it using no fuel, with lots of speed, and frankly, having a great time.
Well, exactly. You know, the commute is the main target. There's 140 million potential customers in America who drive a smoky, gasoline, big car tying up roads for absolutely no reason. So that's the main deal. Then you've got the delivery market. There's so many companies like Amazon who could use a drone for dropping off a package. This is perfect for a company like Amazon or a post office, right? And then you've got the fun factor where you just drive.
So here's the question. So I've made my deposit on one. I'm going to be the owner of one of these. But, of course, the one thing we haven't talked about yet is safety. Tell me how your car is going to protect me when I'm on the road around so many other bigger cars.
Sure. This has been engineered to meet all DOT safety certification. And as any engineer will tell you, weight and inertia kill. You see so many people in race car drivers, athletes, crashing their cars over 200 miles an hour, getting out of their Formula One car, getting into their backup car, simply because the vehicle is made of high-tech composite and it weighs, you know, around 1,000 pounds. That's exactly the dynamics in this vehicle. Potentially the safest vehicle you could drive. You're literally sitting inside a safety helmet.
I love that. That's a brilliant way to describe it. I'm talking with Jerry Kroll. I'm Greg Stebbins from Men's Health Magazine. Alan Taylor is sitting somewhere on a golf course in Monterey, California. He's there for the concourse. He's surrounded by beautiful Italian cars, but he cannot talk, so I'm filling in for him. We're talking with Jerry Kroll. His company is called Electra Mechanica. The website is smallev.com. They have a new car coming out. They're not even announcing it until September 9th. Is that right, Jerry?
That's right, yep.
They're not even announcing it until September 9th. We've got them here today. Obviously, we got the scoop on this. The car is called the Solo. I just put down a $250 refundable deposit for a red one. This car is just stunningly beautiful. What do you think is going to happen on the 9th?
Well, we're looking at getting over 100,000 orders for the vehicle because, quite frankly, I'm spending a lot of money ramping up to build 100,000 of these vehicles per year. So I'm going to have a lot of unsold solos if people don't go, that's cool, let's run it.
We're going to help with that. All right, the website is smallev.com. We're going to break for the news. His name is Jerry Kroll. Go check it out online, smallev.com. The company's called Electra Mechanica. My guess is that when you see this car, your reaction is going to be like mine, which is, where's my credit card? I mean, as Jerry was saying earlier, a $99 or $100 lease per month to have one of these cars, an electric car. You won't buy gas again. I'm Greg Stebbins from Men's Health, filling in for Alan Taylor. This is The Drive with Alan Taylor. We're breaking for the news. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.